You know what time it is. It's your boy, Dave Sharp, back in the saddle after a week with the Rona. My friends, I'm back. Not quite better than ever yet, but I'm getting there. So my friends, I have missed you. I have missed you. It's been, I think I did last Monday. Maybe not. Can't remember. But always like sitting down and, you know, having conversations with our students and people who are brand new and seeing how they did it and letting you hear those stories as well. And, you know, this morning is no different. I was just listening, you know, looking at some of her content here this morning, Sarah, that I'm going to be introducing here in a second. And, you know, she's been doing this here for 5 years. So there's going to be a lot that we can learn from her. You know, I'm looking forward to doing that. So with that being said, Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
5 years you've been doing this, huh?
Well, you know, time flies when you're having a good time. So it's just, it's been a good time. But yeah, since 2017.
Okay. Yeah. 5 years is only 2017. That's weird. We're getting older. We're getting older. What attracted you to affiliate marketing and ultimately as you all know, or if you don't, very briefly, let me just tell you and explain to you, this is what we're doing here is not just a biz op. It's not an MLM, nothing against that. But what we teach for anybody who's new is the core four. I don't know. Do we have things against those? I guess we do have things against MLMs and stuff. We make fun of them all the time, you know. But anyways, only because we've been there and done that.
I said we're not judging, but we're kind of judging.
We're judging ourselves because we are you. I am you, anyways. I mean, I've done my share, fair share of lotions, potions, and pills. But what I discovered, almost by accident, it was out of frustration, was my first discovery of selling information was when I couldn't succeed in MLM. And I instead went to go took training. And then I was like, hey, I'll be an affiliate and sell training to other struggling MLMers who were just like me. And that was the moment that I realized that there were people involved in the gold rush who were going to, you know, get that dirt under their fingernails and get that gold. And then there was a lot of people along the way during the gold rush who were selling picks and shovels and things of that nature that were going to make their money regardless of whether the person found gold or not. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so there was a whole group of people that made money. And then there was a whole group of people who went there to make money, but only some of them made money, right? Those who went to dig gold. But every single person standing along the side selling those picks and shovels, those tools. And so that's where I really started to learn about information, selling information. And so we have the ability to sell our own courses, coaching, or events, or we can be an affiliate marketer and sell other people's information products. And, you know, Legendary has an affiliate program. There's lots of other people. Now, you know, despite what a lot of haters say out in the marketplace, less than 5% of people who take the challenge turn around and become affiliates of Legendary. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot bigger things that are happening here behind the scenes. People are learning how to sell those picks and shovels along the side of the road. What attracted you to this business model of selling information, and ultimately how did you find us?
So affiliate marketing definitely was a shining thing for me. It stuck out in really good ways because it was something that I knew it wasn't going to be fully passive. I don't know if there's like a fully passive business model out there when people are like, oh, it's fully passive. I'm like, I think you're lying, because you know, you have to actively be working on the business and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was something that I knew I could learn how to do, and I could apply my background in blogging with, because a lot of bloggers, how they make their first penny online is affiliate marketing. And so The thing I love about it is that you can integrate it in almost, I would say, in almost any business model, really. If you're in e-commerce, if you have an Etsy store, if you have like a dog training facility, like you can integrate it into any business model. So you could be really successful at what you're currently doing at your current business or at your current 9-to-5, your current side hustle, whatever you're doing. And then you stack affiliate marketing onto that. And it just blends beautifully. Like they're very copacetic together. So, which you can't say that about a lot of other different business models. So that was the first thing.
Although a lot of people do try to stack like an MLM with like a massage studio. They sell like the essential oils and stuff like that. Or, you know, I go into every time I go into a doctor's office and I see a Melaleuca or a Herbal Life, you know what I mean? Or whatever it is, in kudos and respect to Melaleuca and Herbal Life and all the MLMs out there who built billion-dollar businesses, okay? Mm-hmm. I ain't hating here. But MLM is the only business that I've ever seen that a doctor will be holding a tape recorder up to a guy who just rolled out of a trailer who just made $5,000 in his business. I swear to God, the doctor's like hanging on every word, like, how this guy, you know, he's been in school for 12 years and doing brain surgery, and the guy who just rolled out of the trailer made $5,000 and his downline's blowing up, and the doctor's like,
exactly.
You know, at a live event, like literally holding it, you know. They used to hold up tape recorders and now it's cell phones. But every time I go into a doctor's office and I see an MLM like product line or something, I almost roll my eyes because I'm like, you could be monetizing your traffic so much better by doing either affiliate marketing, having joint ventures with other experts or professionals, other high ticket affiliate, you know, referrals to where you're referring people out to other specialists, or you're referring them to, you know, you're just sending them to websites. You know, if I was a doctor, I would have a follow-up email that went out to every single person that had almost, I may even do up like a short course or something to where I'm educating them. And then yes, absolutely. If I have a rehabilitation product, there's going to be an affiliate link for that. That's going to go link out to that website for that customer to buy. Exactly. Or if there's some sort of a supplement that I recommend, that's passive income. Why would I leave that on the table when that's almost like the three ways to do business with a customer, the Jay Abraham thing that I teach in the challenge that a lot of people overlook, because there's three ways you can make money and you can do it over and over again with the same customer. If the person is still willing to buy, I go to Rolex. There's a lot of weird, you know, regular normies who just buy one watch in their lifetime. And they're like, I'm the idiot who keeps going back, you know, and buying another watch and spending more. But you know what?
Yeah.
I've raised my head and said, I'm that guy. So they keep calling.
Yeah,
and that's how billion-dollar brands are made. So what you're saying is you mentioned passive income, but kind of how we just laid it out is actually pretty passive to me. It's just multiplying dollars.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. When I say passive income, because like on social media and on TikTok, there's people who are making it sound like, oh, you just like press a few buttons, and then all this money is flowing into your account, and like I know you don't want to ever make it seem like that's how it is, because it is active. You have to put in the work. There is consistency that's involved. But then once you've been doing that, the passivity of that income is just, you know, because that person,
passivity.
They buy it again.
Is that a word?
Again. It is today. It is
passivity. Today. Damn, she hit that passivity.
We're going to do that.
Wow.
Wow. So
hey, the passivity on this income is this shit is passive. It's the passivity levels are high.
Keeps climbing.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. You know what I realized, Sarah? I was having a laugh watching your stuff before this. Yeah. I was like, this chick's funny. And I was watching a living meme. It's what it is, really. I'm serious. Not you specifically. I'm talking about TikTok videos. TikTok videos. TikTok videos are a real, it's a living meme. Every, you're always like so many of your videos are literally hilarious, but they're being acted out. It's the meme that's being acted out. It's just so funny. Here's what I'm trying to say. We are taking ourselves way too seriously with this making money online thing in 2022. Way, y'all, boys and girls, get up in here and think that you're about to walk into a boardroom in 1980. You've got your, you know, I mean, guys, I just rolled out of bed with the Rona for the last week. I don't even remember if I've had a shower. I picked the shirt up off the floor, threw a hat on that's been covered in dust for the last month. And it, can you speak to that? I mean, this is, it's almost funny where we're at. It's just not that serious. Talk about creating content and kind of how you're doing it and how you approach it.
Yeah. So with this specific channel, my goal is just to have fun with it. I have zero attachment to like the outcome of it. I'm just sharing. I don't feel like I'm selling anything. I'm just sharing, which there's a huge difference between those two things. And I'm just having fun with it. And trending sounds definitely helps with that. Mm-hmm. And just talking to people in a casual way. And then like, as if I was talking with a friend, what I'll do is I'll have people go to my Instagram and they'll message me in there. Cause on TikTok, they're a little finicky about that. They're like, oh, we don't know if you want. So they'll go over there and they'll ask questions. And I take my background I used to do like high ticket selling, when I would sell like high ticket products from my own coaching, and then I kind of stepped away from that, but I applied the same principles that I learned from getting on the phone with people and just being like, hi, how are you? Like, what's your problems? Let me help you. And I applied that same thinking process into DMs and just engaging with people one-on-one. And most people haven't had that experience, and they really want that. Like, they just want someone to listen to them. And they don't feel like they're pushing anything. Like, I have no attachment to if someone buys from me or not. Because sometimes I'm just the bridge. And maybe they're going to buy a year from now. I've had that happen. Or maybe they won't buy at all. Or sometimes they buy right on the spot. It just kind of depends on the person. But having kind of that laid back approach where you're not like obsessive, like, no, you have to do this, like, otherwise you're gonna fail in life. Like, that's not my thing. I'm just like, hey, look, this is who I am. If you want to be a part of it, great. If not, great. Like, I don't really
but
care.
You can't be passive, but you can't be so passive in the way that you're directing and giving people calls to action. Are you in?
No, not like that. I just mean in the, like, I'm not, I feel like when we overly obsess about the end result of something where we just make it our whole identity, that's where it can be like, I'm not going to put my business over my family.
We over obsess about every little piece of our business when we first get started? I want to really, and whether it's good enough, you know, because I'm just, I agree with everything you're saying. I'm just trying to poke to pull out more of your knowledge here and your perspective. So when somebody is getting started, think back, you know, they do overanalyze every single thing. You know what I mean? They overanalyze, and it's really hard to relax. I think when you're first getting started, I think back and this is a gift. Marketers out here, listen, the gift that I have is I stay real close to the beginning. I remember what it was like, and I often talk about what it was like to get started and be new at something, because it doesn't matter what niche you're marketing mostly to new people or people who don't have the knowledge that you have. So you're always marketing to the newest people. So, Yeah, I'm just wondering, you know, when somebody's starting out, they are overanalyzing everything. So was there a period when you were doing that and you did? I mean, you said that since you were on the show last, you had a couple of big shifts. One was a mental shift, your mindset on getting on top of your finances. Okay, that sounds like a different thing. When did you shift into becoming more relaxed versus so kind of over analytical of every move that you made, or did you never do that?
Yeah, no, it was literally in the last year that I felt this huge shift of over analyzing everything, and I learned how to trust myself more and remember from the beginning of like, wait a minute, if I can do this once, I could do this 10 more times or 100 more times. If I can sell one thing this way and learn how I did it this way, and then redefine and perfect it a little more, get better, practice more. If I focus on that versus the obsession of like, and the overanalyzing of it, I would have more peace. I would feel more relaxed. That's what I meant. I think it's natural, and it's a good thing to sometimes like really just be like, okay, do I have all my bases covered? Am I good in this area? Okay, if it's not converting over here, well, what do we need to shift? What do we need to change? Yeah. That's okay. I'm talking though about the mental like obsession where you just can't like sleep at night. And if you haven't had a result in like 2 days after starting, then you're making that mean that you suck at this, like that kind of thing. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's really self-sabotage. Who can relate to that, what she just said? I mean, who can relate to it being that dramatic that, you know, you go from on top of the world to the world on top of you just a couple of days into starting something new, and then you quit, and likely the pattern happens all over again. There's something that, and Stu, thank you for your honesty, you know, says definitely me. Anybody else? I mean, who really feels like it's what that you can relate to what was just said? And Sarah, I think that for all of us, it's a real gift to remember that time, and to stay close to that. All of you who feel that right now and who can really relate to that, it's important to stay close to that. I know that everybody wants to just get rid of that skin and leave it in the past, but it's such a gift to be able to empathize with somebody who's just getting started and talk about, because here's the interesting thing, is that it's the same no matter what niche you're in. You're scared. You're just getting started out. You don't know if it's going to work out. You know, you're great at starting things, but you're not so great at finishing things. So you're wondering if you're wasting your time and money. I know, I've been there, you know, and so it's something that being, you know, remembering that everybody wants to escape their newbie period. And look, I mean, I was just thinking about this before I came on here. I was like, man, I've been sitting in front of this wall for a couple of years. Just a lot of people on the internet don't know me, and they just see me here every day. And it's just, this is my thing. I'm not in a different city each day taking selfies. I don't have a camera crew following me around. I'm not, you know, going from seminar to seminar, doing all this thing, needing to spend money on planes, private planes, helicopters, all this crazy shit. I'm 37 or 38 years old, living at home with my family every day, going around the corner to another house to work, and then going back around the corner to go back with my kids and family. And this is the life that I want, you know, but it's simple. I don't have to get in front of the camera and be doing all this crazy shit, buying new cars, taking selfies with my vehicles, taking wrist shots, you know, getting all dressed up each and every day to go on camera. It's a lot simpler than we make it out to be. And that just kind of blows my mind. I was thinking about that right before we came on, that literally I'm even sitting here with a simple message, just being consistent. So ultimately my point here is that what's more important, being perfect or being consistent?
Right. Consistent.
Yeah.
I would say consistent. Yeah. And I mean, I think people can relate more to that. What you just said, that little clip, I think is so beautiful and so important for so many people, because I feel like it gives them a permission slip to feel the freedom to not have to live a life that isn't authentic to them. Because like, I remember I was a part of this one like teaching academy where I was, you know, just teaching all business stuff for a while. And everybody in the academy, all the different teachers, they were all like into like cars and like, it's like jets and this and that. And I was just kind of like, I'm content with like living in a tiny house, or like, I'd be content living in an RV, traveling the US and just like being right. able to do like some, like just like the simple
be life. be debt free, right. not have to have anything over your head. Like, you know,
right. Like that's what
it's not about stuff to you. It's about freedom. Right.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. And just memories, like my family is so important to me, and being able, and they're all over the world. So I'm like, well, if I want to see them, I guess I have to just go all over the world. Like, and I find more contentment in that versus like, I'm not attracted to owning a Lamborghini. Like if that was my why, I would have quit a long time ago, because that just wasn't my thing. That wasn't a driving factor for me. And I think it's important for anyone who's starting out in their journey. Like if I could go back, I would say to the beginning, I would say, get really clear on why you're doing this and why you want this so badly and why it's important to you. Don't think for a second that you have to subscribe to any sort of feeling or a lifestyle that isn't real to you. Because one, you'll quit. Two, you're not going to get far to begin with, because people will be able to see like, wait, that's not even you. Like you're not even into that. And people can smell inauthenticity from miles away and it stinks. So they would, you're already setting yourself up for failure. So just finding peace and contentment in what's true to you.
And authenticity.
It can literally be the thing that either makes or breaks your journey. And some people, they're like 2 years in and they still don't know that, or 3 years in. Wherever you're at.
Who are you? You got to figure out who the hell you are, people. Yeah, I mean, this is a big thing that we didn't do when, you know, they didn't give us these skills and teach us this about getting clear. I want to share with everyone this powerful lesson that I didn't learn in school, that I had to teach myself, that relates to what you were just talking about. We really were never taught to, hey, who am I? What do I want? Like, get clear. What does authenticity mean? I mean, does authenticity, to most people, we were taught, well, just put on that smile and just, you know, just smile it out, you know. Right, especially probably a lot of girls growing up probably had to do that as more than a lot of boys, I would think, because it's kind of like the boys were like, get out there and it's okay to be dirty in the girl. So look, I mean,
you should smile more. That's what I was
exactly. Exactly. I liked it if I hear a guy say that to a girl, I think, man, I wish you would say, you should fuck off more. Honestly, because it's a problem. We
should
stop doing that. But
I agree.
But here's my point is that if I can even remember what the hell my point was, my point is that let me try to bring this back in for a landing here. When we're doing this and we're building this business, finding our own voice is a difficult thing to do. Mm-hmm. We weren't taught that, you know. We weren't taught how to speak our mind. We weren't taught how to go against the grain. You know, yeah. Most of us were taught how to stand in line, be good little boys and girls, get good grades, whatever, and don't make a lot of noise.
Yeah. And be seen, not heard.
Yeah. And so, you know, getting clear on what we want, which is the sentence that you shared that a minute ago, and it struck me. It's an important skill. And just being clear in general is a skill. And I would say if all of you want to grow, you really want to grow, and it's okay if you just want your bank account to grow, but you don't want to grow. I hear you. I want that too. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen. But check this out. Spend the next year only focusing on the word clear.
Yeah.
Clarity. Mm-hmm. And here's what I mean. What I realized was that I was unclear in all areas of my life. I was unclear about what I wanted and who I was. I was also unclear when I was speaking to you. Mm-hmm. And I discovered this about 3-4 years ago, and I had been successful in marketing, and I thought, how was I successful when I was never thinking about this? Mm-hmm. But it's so important. I've become so much more effective now that I've focused on clarity. Every single time I write something out, Sarah, I read it and I ask myself, if I was reading this, would I be clear in what I'm saying? And right. I swear to God, a lot of y'all want to be digital marketers and you do not read what you wrote. Mm-hmm. It's not clear.
Yeah.
It's not clear. The other thing is when we're talking, the same thing happens. We're even more unclear. Mm-hmm. Because, and I'm the worst at this, we use too many words mm-hmm. to say what we want. Mm-hmm. That's why it's hard. TikTok is an art, these 15-second videos, because you got to use less words, say less, mm-hmm. right? Whether it's our marketing, whether it's our communication with our internal team, or whether it's simply our communication with ourselves, getting clear with what we want, I find that new entrepreneurs and sometimes even experienced ones lack clarity in damn near every area of their life and business. What comes up for you as I'm saying this?
I fully agree. And we're all guilty of it. So there's no judgment or condemnation when speaking about that. Cause I can totally relate. I think we also have two ears and one mouth for a reason. I think when you are lacking clarity in your life, it's because you need to listen more and learn from other people who've been able to find that for themselves, to not always speak what you were saying, like, oh, I think I should say this because that sounds cool, or I think that this is what I should do or act, and it's just this production versus who you really are. And that takes practice, but it's funny how the more we work on ourselves internally, and we're every day, even if it's just a little bit progression, how that affects how you show up in business. Because how you show up in life is how you're going to show up in your business. And you can still be successful, like how you had said, like you went 35, 34 years of not really understanding the clarity aspect and still had a lot of success. And then you find clarity, and then what? It just takes off, and you're like, oh wow, like I
just become that. So much more effective in life. Just exactly. I'm able to get what I want more is what happened.
Yeah. And then help other people get what they want too.
Of course. So, yeah. Because you're teaching them that skill. I mean, I went on a rampage in our internal team here at Legendary mm-hmm. with this communication clarity piece for a year or so. And mm-hmm. it changed our whole team. Because we were all running, we're completely 100% virtual. So we've got almost 90 people, in between 85 and 90 people here full time, who are all working virtually. When we write, mm-hmm. it's because we don't like to be on endless, you know, I don't want to meet for no reason. I want to meet because I'm building rapport. I want to meet because there's something I need to see you, or you need to see me, or something. body language is important sometimes when we're working with people. They need to be able to read us. But man, it changed our whole dynamic. You know, it changed our whole dynamic. We just became so much more effective. And what just everybody, like, what if here's a way to really know, and I think this can be a big needle mover for a lot of you who are looking for something that you can take away from the show today and begin to implement. And it's this. If you find a lot of people coming back to you not clear about what you mean, they ghost you or disappear, don't respond back. Okay, I want you all to really think about this. Does this happen sometimes or often in my life that I feel like people don't understand what I'm saying? I feel misunderstood. This is good. Seriously.
No,
you feel
I agree.
Misunderstood. You feel like people are not hearing you. You feel like you can't get through to people. You feel like, okay, who can relate to this? If we were in a room right now, hands would be just blazing.
I've had that in the past.
Watch this. Because I'm speaking things right now that you can relate to, right? This is what marketing is, but I'm also going to give you a solution. So I felt like that too. I was like, man, I'm not getting my point across, but here was the real sign is people were coming back to me. When I gave them a directive, here I am the CEO and I'm giving somebody a directive and they're coming back to me and there's back and forth. And then I just throw my hands up and here's where the real hit comes. Watch this, y'all. Then I just say, if I want to do something, I'll just do it myself. That's the trap every CEO, every business owner falls into. And I'm telling you, if y'all don't hear this right now, holler at me in 10 years when it's manifested. I promise it will, or even 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
We just say, oh, you know what? If I want to do something, I want to get it done right, I just need to do it myself. Because nobody, I start to, you know, in my head, a character assassinate people around me. They don't understand it. They don't get it. I need smarter people, whatever. You know what the problem is? And the same thing happens in my marriage too.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's the problem. She doesn't get it, doesn't hear me, doesn't understand me, blah, blah, blah. Who's suffering the whole time? I am, not her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm suffering. Why? Because I'm not getting what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So watch this. I turn the responsibility instead of on all these people. And the same thing happens in my business. Nobody's responding on TikTok. If y'all listen to this, you can walk away today. This will change your life and your business. Same thing happens. People are not responding. What's wrong with these people? What's wrong with this business model? What's wrong with TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with all these things? It's so easy to get into this whole blame game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the problem is I'm just not being effective with my communication and people don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They don't know what I'm asking.
Right.
They don't know what I'm asking. They don't know what I'm talking about. And so I had to go back to the drawing board. And I had to start some real basic shit, like reading what I just wrote and saying, would I too be confused if I read this? Would I have a question? And you know what I started to do? Instead of just firing off shit to people, Sarah, I wouldn't just send random text messages. You know, those emails and where I'm just think I'm too important. I don't even need to read it because I'm the CEO. I just fire it off. Let them figure it out. No. Because that's hurting me. Now they're going to come back and ask, what are you talking about? And it's going to take up more time. So here's what I do.
Yeah.
And this is how I operate and run a company with developers in different countries and people all over the place and with minimal meetings, hundreds of thousands of customers all over the world. Here's how I do it. When I want something done, I take the extra time. This is some rocket scientist shit. So y'all hold on to y'all's butt cheeks here on this one. I take the extra time.
Right.
A lot of times I'll bust out a Google Doc and I'll take the extra time and I will really clarify out what I want. Mm-hmm. If I got to bust out some bullet points on that bitch, I'll bust out some bullet points and that thing will be, I mean, it's not just a big old clump of text.
I love bullet points.
I really And I'm a ninth grade dropout. There's no excuse you can't make a damn bullet point. Okay. No. It's a Google Doc. Okay.
Yeah.
And Sarah, I'm going to tell you something. My life has changed. You would not believe how much freedom I got. And all y'all who are in sales out there and all this shit, and it's just this constant back and fucking forth. It's
I cannot stand that.
You're unclear with you. Why not just send one text and just spend an extra 5 minutes on the text and just number one question. Number two, instead of this 50 back and fucking forth, I just can't. I don't have time for that. People don't have time for that. That's why you're broke.
I know. Communication is the keys.
It's the keys to the kingdom. And I tell people this all the time. We are not in the business of selling. You know, I know it's a communication business.
Yeah.
Everything in life is communication. And you can't use these. You got to use this, people. Mm-hmm. And you got to use these. It's so easy. But you got to commit to this shit that I'm talking about. Because without it, you're that loud asshole who just likes to hear himself talk, but never. And I know so many guys like that. They think they're so busy. They're on the phone all day long. These guys, their phones are ringing all the time. I hang out one day around them and I'm like, dude, I need Xanax. I need weed. I need alcohol. I don't even know how you do it. I am so stressed. From that, every time the phone rings, I go, Jesus, Christmas, the damn phone's ringing again. I mean.
I'm related to someone like that. And I can only be in the room with them for like 2 minutes. And then I'm like, I'm sorry, I have to go. And what's funny is the incessant having to be on the phone and emails. And it's like this self-importance thing. It's like, look at all these texts and messages and meetings and emails that I have as if it's productive. And it's not.
As if it's fun.
Right. And for them, it's because they don't know how to communicate. But what I would say is that I agree with what you're saying. If you just take the extra 1 minute, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes to over communicate, if you don't make time to do something right, you're going to have to make time to do it over.
Yeah.
Literally.
And do follow up answers. Do follow up answers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Do follow up answers.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it is, I've picked apart, like, I've got a few unique relationships with like client sales advisors at like Tiffany and a couple of high-end places where these people have been, you could just tell. And the way that they write and the way that they communicate, there's a lot of places that you can learn how to do things and you can learn how not to do things. It happens every day in your life. A lot of y'all think, oh my God, I can't get any knowledge until I buy a course, you know? And it's like, just start looking around. Where are my glasses at? Just put your marketing glasses on. Just put your marketing and stop looking at everything in life through the lens of a consumer and look at it through the lens of a creator and say, God, I'm frustrated as shit right now. This is a horrible customer service process. What's pissing me off? Let me make sure that I, you know, how can I apply this to my business? Look, when you are in business, everything's a lesson. Everything around you should be let me learn from that. I either had a good or a bad experience, and how can I implement that into my business or make sure that I'm not doing the same thing that was just done to me to somebody else, you know? And I think we just live life with such little self-awareness. A lot of this stuff is real basic shit, but it's not even taught in school. I mean, for me, I think back to some of my English lessons and stuff like that, and it was almost like write more complicated, write more, you know, write more confusing. That's what we want you to do, Dave. I'd come with some simple ass way I'd solve some math problem. You know, who knows? Probably looked over on my neighbor's paper, but then they'd be like, well, you didn't work the problem down 5 sheets and do it the way. And I'm like, well, who gives a shit? I got the same answer. And now all I use is a calculator, you know? So it's always the life teaches us to do shit the hard way. And what I'm telling you is there's no shortcuts in terms of the ladder to success. Everybody's got to climb one step at a time. But man, there's so many things that we can do that require no investment of capital. They require no additional energy. This requires less energy. It just requires higher self-awareness. Mm-hmm. And yes, Brian, it's self-awareness. It's about being aware of self and how what we're doing is impacting the situation. Mm-hmm. Whose responsibility is it in the situation? Who can actually fix the situation? Mm-hmm. In every situation, I always say, I can. I'll fix it. Let me watch. Mm-hmm. Let me re-clarify. So then I'll come back. Mm-hmm. And here's one other thing. If somebody comes back with a bunch of questions or I can tell that I've communicated unclearly, instead of answering the question, I'll say, hold on. Let me go back to my original thing and add in the pieces there that I've clearly left out.
Yeah. It's so good.
And here's the other thing. A lot of you who are doing but it doesn't matter if you're doing affiliate marketing. It doesn't matter whether you're selling your own courses, whatever. Here's the other big secret. Stop saying the same shit 50,000 times a day. Mm-hmm. Start creating tools that communicate what you're trying to say clearly that you can use every time. Mm-hmm. So all these one-on-one chats that so many people are doing, if it was me, what I would be doing is I would make a page on like a ClickFunnels or whatever, Wix, wherever. And I would set, and it would answer every question that I get asked, or at least I'd make one video that answered the top five questions.
Yeah. Because I did that with a page. Yeah. I did that with like the top seven questions I got and it included disclaimers and stuff. Cause I was like, I'm not answering this over and over and over and over again. I don't have the grace or the patience. So I did that and it helped so much. And I was like, look, it's there. Like if you can't even read that, if you can't take time to read that, then like, I'm not gonna
always put it on the customer to qualify themselves to me.
Right.
So what I want to do in my marketing as well is I want to get those micro commitments. So yeah. I never want anybody waiting on me. I never want a lead or a customer waiting on me if I can help it. That's a challenge, right? Because there's certain places in the business but anyways, when I'm at that very beginning stage with somebody and every person goes through this, it doesn't matter when you start to grow social media profiles, your DMs blow up and mostly with people who are wasting your time. It doesn't matter what niche you're in. All y'all think you're unique because you had a video go viral and you got a bunch of messages. You're not. It happens in every industry, every YouTube channel, every social media influencer account that has hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands or has videos that go, all get messages from people who have nothing better to do. And don't even remember that they sent the message. It's not like they didn't send it and then set their phone down and say, no, I'll just quietly and patiently wait for Sarah to get back to me now that I've sent that DM here respectfully. No, they don't give a shit. They DM'd you, you're a loser, and they moved on, or what's a scam, or what, and they moved on. Yeah. They don't give a damn. So what I do is, or what I would do as an affiliate is, you know, I would. If I had one response to somebody, that's fine. But I'm not going to count on, you know, I'm not going to count on me having to follow up with them or whatever in order to be effective. I'm going to give them an assignment. And when they come back to me with that assignment, that's a hot qualified lead. You see, so if I have 1,000 people who messaged me and I give everybody the assignment send everybody a personalized first message, right? Sending them to the page that has all the answers or the other thing I would say is go through and watch the 20, whatever you're promoting, go watch the 25 minute video and all your questions will be, if you have questions after you watch it, let me know.
Exactly.
That's the other thing that I would do.
I agree.
But instead of going back and forth so much, I know that a lot of people, you know, they're like, well, I'm doing a lot of one-on-one chatting and stuff like that. But you have to evolve and grow. And there's ways that I can, you know, create tools that can very clearly answer questions. Because remember, we were just talking about clarity. Mm-hmm. I can create tools, videos, pages, PDFs, things of that nature that can answer the question really, really well. And then I'm just using those instead of, and that's one of the things that we've done inside of Legendary is I didn't want, you know, that's one of the reasons why we have the challenge and everything else is because, you know, I don't want people having to explain things all the time. All the answers to everything in our business and company is right in our videos. And if you want to learn about them, you want to know what we're talking about, go watch the videos. If you're unwilling to watch the videos, you're probably not going to buy. And anybody who's going to get on the phone with you in our company is not going to sit there for an hour explaining stuff that's in a video because they've also been trained to do that. Right. So it's a thing that's we use that. It's to be effective because we too, just like many of you, have tens of thousands of people coming through wanting to message and customer support. Yeah. So we have to also run our business in a communication-wise effective way.
Right. I have to look at, let's say if 100 people are messaging me about whatever, like I'm not going to, the ones who are showing me the bare minimum are not going to get the highest priority in communication with me. I once had this girl, I still have the DM from her because I just thought it was so funny. And I was like, I feel like I'll use this one day. But she felt like there were too many words on the sales page, which there weren't, but she felt that there were too, and she wanted me to send her a synopsis of the sales page to see if she wanted to buy it. And I told her straight up, I said, please leave the sales page. I said, this clearly isn't for you. I was like, if you can't handle reading a sales page and listening to a 10-minute video, then there's no way you're going to be able to go through videos and challenges and PDFs and swipe files. I was like, this isn't for you. So just, yeah. I'm going to give you permission to leave.
Right.
And she was so shocked with my like bluntness, but I was like, I don't want you to waste your time because you're clearly wasting mine. And so she, you know, and that was like a lesson for me, but I just felt like I had to tell her, but you have to pay attention. It's like, you know, if someone's giving you the bare minimum and they can't handle a simple few steps, one, two, three little steps. And this is something that could genuinely, genuinely change their life. This isn't like a, oh, well, you know, we might just go to, you know, Disney World and have a cool experience. Like, no, like you could potentially like be able to alter the trajectory of your life. So however you want to approach that is up to you, but I can't want it for you. You can't want it for them. And a disclaimer, you know, most people who come into working online don't, you know, make money. They do, you know, because they don't put in the work and stuff, but the ones who do, their possibility of doing that is higher and everything. Yeah. It takes work.
Most people who buy stuff don't even open it. I mean, you know, I've been looking at statistics for over a decade in this industry, and, you know, it's not uncommon for people to buy a course and just not even log into it. We get messages from our affiliates sometimes saying, you know, why are my people not, what's wrong with the challenge? It's like, stick around, man. I mean, these are your fellow human beings. I'm not here to explain humanity to you.
I know. Okay.
I'm not here to explain why people are lazy as shit and could have the entire world by the, you know, cojones and do nothing, just do nothing and then play dumb and then blame you. I mean, that is humanity. That is, you want to, I mean, look, why do you think we celebrate greatness so much? Why do you think, why do you think that people like Michael Jordan get, you know, almost mummified, you know what I mean? Like this guy is like the type of guy, like who we wrap and put in. Why? Because greatness is so rare.
Right. Yeah.
Average is so common. That's why I wear this hat every day. It's sure it sounds cool, but it's so mediocrity is so common.
I know, and it's so, easy too.
It is easy.
It's the easy way to go in your life. But you know what?
It's hard. It's hard as shit to be poor.
There's a quote, and it's called "Choose Your Hard." I'm sure some people have heard it, and it says like, "It's hard to be broke, and it's hard to become wealthy. Choose your hard. Like, it's hard to be overweight. It's hard to maintain a healthy physique. Choose your hard."
Yeah.
So like. Oh. Shit. If you're gonna,
I need to hear that every day because I've been choosing all right. Choosing a double cheeseburger.
But you were also sick. You were also not feeling well recently. So this has been going on for
longer than the not feeling well. Trust me.
Right. You get a choice though, and at the end of the day, you the person who this sounds a little morbid, but like the person who dies at the end of your life is you. And so if you're going to live your life and you're going to be faced every single day with certain decisions that could, and it could be a micro decision. It could be teeny tiny, such as like hitting the snooze button. That's usually the first decision that people make during the day. And it's the wrong decision, you know? And so if you're the one who has to die at the end of your life and the whole like, oh, well, like life is so short. It is short, but it's the longest thing you're ever going to experience. So make it a life that's worth living. Make it a life that even though you're faced with hard decisions every single day, choose one that at least gets you somewhere. Choose one that actually helps you, your family, your community, the people around you. And if your why, when we were talking about at the beginning of the video, like, how people don't know why they're in this, what they're doing and why they're doing it. If your why is just about making money, I don't mean this in a mean way, but like, I don't see you being in this for that long because you're going to have to find something outside of yourself that pulls you forward because you can only push yourself so hard. At some point you feel something's going to come up. There's been a million challenges that have come up in my journey. I'm sure you have a billion. And you
mostly
have to
internal.
Have...
Mostly all yeah. internal.
Right.
Not hardly mentally... any external challenges. All yeah. Only ones I've made up in my mind.
Right.
That my friends and family won't support me or, the internet's mean or whatever it is right. All stuff that is, I could mentally work through it. It's mm-hmm. right here. Nobody's coming over to my house and saying, gun to your head, Dave, you're a loser. Don't you dare touch that keyboard. Nobody's doing that.
That's not happening. Yeah. It's so true. You're going to be faced with a lot of decisions and I know this business works because I've been doing it for so long and I work with a bunch of different affiliate products and I love that. But I would say focus on the one that's in front of you, which if you're on this call, I would imagine that's legendary. So focus on that. Give that your all. Learn as much as you can. Grow as much as you can and take some responsibility for your life and your business. It's not the algorithm's fault. It's not the challenge's fault. It's not Legendary's fault. You're the common denominator in your business. If people aren't responding back to you, there's something wrong. If people are responding back to you, but then they're not taking action, there's something wrong. And it's just kind of like a little math equation. It's like, okay, it just goes down the pipeline. Okay, this worked, yeah. this work. But right here, they stop. Why is that? Clearly, there's something in this area that isn't working. Okay, let's patch that up and fix it. Oh, you don't know how to do that? You have a private Facebook community where you can ask questions. That's worth its weight.
Coaching calls daily. This show is more valuable. If I would have had this show to listen to when I was first getting started, I would have had a lot of fun and learned a lot of stuff.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
So God bless it and Matt and the whole team. Shout out.
Yeah.
Listen, it's been, Sarah, this is valuable. I this is your second time on the show.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, let's do a three. Let's do a third round here in the near future.
Why not? Let's do it. I appreciate you having me.
Is everybody down for that? Is everybody down to have Sarah back for the big, the numero three?
The numero.
So, so we can get that passivity going, that passive.
Yes. Like, is that a word? I don't know. We're
going to
make
it okay. Passivity on numero three. The passivity on episode numero three. We need to stop. This is getting bad. All right, Sarah. Be well. Be good. Okay? Thanks for all the value.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Talk soon.
All right, my friends. Go and check her out. She's at The Social Affiliate, okay? And we've had her username up the entire episode mostly. So if you're listening, The Social Affiliate, you can find Sarah on TikTok and Instagram. Sometimes when I'm saying these things and they're coming out for free, I'm like, man, that's I hope they don't just ignore that just because that was free. You know what I mean? Sometimes we don't pay attention to what we don't pay for. Don't make that mistake. These are really, really valuable calls, and they just keep getting more valuable. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode. Be well. Be legendary. Get out of here. Peace.